Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Pray with me. Almighty God, thank you for this day and thank you for your word. It's a story we've read so many times. May we again today ponder it anew. May it find new meaning for all of us. May it help us indeed to be prepared and to get ready for this remembrance of the birth of your Son, but at the same time also enable us to be alert and awake for the coming of him again to all of us. So we pray that you will bless us now with your message as we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep watch. Something is about to happen. Don't be afraid. There's great news. The Savior of the world has been born. It says in verse 1, in that region there were shepherds living in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night. So shepherds play a very important role in the Bible. And here on this night, they were watching their flock. They were guarding their sheep because that was their job. Now, to watch your flock, there's only one very important thing that you need to do. And that was you had to be awake, okay? If you're going to be a shepherd, you have to be alert. You have to be on the lookout for danger. You can't slumber or fall asleep on the job because you're there to protect the sheep. As a shepherd, your job is to stay awake and look after the sheep. How about you? Are you awake? I mean, it looks like it from what I can tell. You know, nobody seems to have dozed off yet. You know, Andy, I'm glad Andy's here today because I'm referencing her in my sermon. Andy posted something on Facebook this past week, a little meme. And it said, on our way to church, we asked our grandchild why it is important to be quiet in church. And she said, because there are people sleeping. So, ouch, right? I'm very sad, and it hurts deeply, Andy, that meme. Because what am I supposed to do with that one? I'm just kidding. But what I'm really talking about is your spirit, okay? How awake are you on the inside? How aware are you when it comes to your spiritual life, your inner being? That part of you that has the ability and the desire to connect with God. Because it's not uncommon for us to fall into like a spiritual slumber. You start going through the motions, you push God and worship and His kingdom further down the priority list. And so how alert and watchful and vigilant are you here at 11 a.m. on the first Sunday of Advent in 2022? Are you consciously on the lookout for the things of God, anticipating, expecting, hoping that God will do something in your life this Christmas? Because you see, Advent is a call for you and me to wake up. It's an appeal for us to be wide awake and on the lookout. Why? Because something is about to happen. God is about to do something. And if you're asleep at the wheel, you might just miss it. The shepherds in Luke were alert, and they were wide awake as they were watching their sheep, ready for the unexpected. And on that night, something unexpected and surprising happened. It says in verse 9, "Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." They were terrified. As they were watching the sheep, maybe they were looking out for predators or keeping an eye out that one of the sheep would not wander off. Maybe they were expecting the weather to take a turn for the worst, or they were prepared and ready for the usual. But then something completely unexpected happened. God got their attention in a big, big way. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and because of it, they were filled with great fear. I don't know what it will take for God to get your attention over these next few weeks of Advent. Will it have to be an angel? Will it have to be another catastrophic event in some other part of the world, or maybe on our shores? Maybe something good, like the birth of a baby in your family or extended family, or a big Christmas bonus. Hopefully not something bad, like an unexpected illness or death, or a new struggle for your child that you love so much. But what is it that's going to get your attention this Advent? Will it be the Christ child? We don't know what's around the corner, do we? The shepherds, you know, peeked over the hill and they saw the imposing figure of an angel. We don't know what's awaiting us. What it is that's going to get our full attention. Whatever it is, though, there's one thing I want you to remember, one thing I want you to need to know. You don't have to be afraid of it. You don't have to wither. You don't have to cower in fear. You don't have to hang your head in despair. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." Why? Why not be afraid of this supernatural and unexpected happening? Why not be afraid of what life might bring across your path in these next few weeks and beyond? Listen to what the angel said. "For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." Good news. Great news. Joyful news for the shepherds, for the whole world, for you and me. God has a news flash that changed the whole world a headline that completely alters our lives, a message that penetrates the deepest and darkest parts of our existence. And here it is in big and bold letters on the front page for all to see. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who's the Messiah, the Lord. To you is born a Savior, a rescuer, a redeemer, a deliverer. He's Christ the Lord. A baby that would grow up and change the world forever. But what child is this? William Chatterton Dix wrote a poem in 1865. It's called The Manger Throne. And then the first three stanzas of this poem were set to music, the music of the popular folk song called Greensleeves. And in 1871, which is a very long time ago, it became the Christmas song we still sing to this day. And we're going to end our service today with this song this morning. And the title of the carol is, What Child Is This? I think it's a question the shepherds asked that night when they got the news and visited the baby Jesus. What child is this? It's a question that people have been asking throughout the ages ever since. What child is this? So let's talk about that. It's a question many of us are asking today. What child is this? Let's look at the answers to this question this Advent. What child is this? And what we see today is that shepherds got to watch and experience this world-changing and life-altering event from the front row. The lowly, the humble shepherds were part of that very first Christmas in a very personal way. And do you know what Jesus does? He calls himself the Good Shepherd. What child is this? He's a shepherd. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. And what does a good shepherd do? The Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. That's what he came to do. That's what this child in the manger came to be for all people. Came to lay down his life for all humanity, just as a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Because you see, there's no greater responsibility than when you're holding the life of someone else in the control of your own hands. And Jesus says, that's the kind of responsibility I have. But I'm going to protect your life. And I'm going to save your life. And in the end, he gave his life on the cross so that we can have a forgiven life. What child is this? He's the good shepherd who gave his life for you and me so that we can live. It was also the duty and the responsibility of the shepherds to make sure the animals under their care had enough food and water. And so David, you know, he wrote about the good shepherd and he said this, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful waters. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." What child is this? He's the shepherd who cares for you, the shepherd who provides for you, who gives you peace and strength. And so even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. So the message is, don't be afraid of the dark days and the gloomy seasons of life, because the Good Shepherd is there to protect you wherever you may find yourself. What child is this? He's the one who will provide for you. He's the one who will take you under his care. Like a shepherd, he will care for his flock, gathering the lambs in his arms, hugging them as he carries them, leading the nursing ewes to good pasture. So, awake, awake and be alert this Advent, because God wants to get your attention and he wants you to know that there is really no need to be afraid, because the good news is that the Savior has been born. In just a few weeks, we will again celebrate the birth of a child who changed the world. What child is this? He's the one who came to lay down his life for you and me. He's the one who came to provide for and protect his flock. He's the one who is the good shepherd. His name is Jesus. The child who was wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, just as the angel said he would be. The shepherds went to see this child, and they were not the same thereafter. So may your heart be a manger for Jesus to be born anew in your life. May you indeed meet him there in the stable, because when you meet Jesus, you will never be the same. You will be awake forevermore. Amen. I invite you to pray with me in your hearts. Almighty God, it is so easy for us to doze off, to slumber. My prayer for myself, for everybody here, for everybody who might be connected to our church, who might be connected to this message somehow, is that we will be alert and awake this Advent to meet your Son Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd, who came to lay down his life for all of us so that we can have life. May he be born anew in us, in our church, in our community, and in this world. And so thank you for the message that shakes us to the core. What child is this? He's Jesus, your Son, the one who changed the world, the one who changed lives forever. In his name we pray. Amen.